Hey, Dr. Brown, how are you this morning?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So I had a few more questions this morning about the COVID vaccine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so some things that actually popped up just in the medical field, because we do have more than 75,000 people who have already been vaccinated at this point. And some of the people I know are doctors, and they've gotten either one or already both of the vaccines, which is great. But I had some questions this morning. So first of all, if you get the COVID vaccine, so let's say you get the two doses, is it not safe to travel still? Like, can you go to other states, get on a plane and go places, or is it still not safe for you to go places?
That's a great question. And you know, it's interesting because I don't think the policy has actually matched the vaccination schedule at this point. Because there's so few people that have actually received the vaccine. I know we're in the tens of thousands that have actually gotten it, but we're still talking about, you know, millions of people who have not gotten it. So I don't see that we've actually had any policy change at this point, but there's no reason to think that people who have not received the vaccine are not immune.
Okay. But like if you have the vaccine, it doesn't mean that you have a better chance of fighting off COVID. So I'll be real. So my sister was supposed to fly to Florida mm-hmm. with us in yes. the beginning of February, and her, even though she's getting the second vaccine, her facility is not letting her go. And I was a little surprised just because I thought, okay, well, not only do we have COVID and we've got the 90-day immunity, but she's already gotten the vaccines. So right. I was a little taken aback by that.
Yeah. And I think that actually has to do with policies that have been able to have not changing. I think everybody's a little gun shy because we got to this, you know, because we are where we are. And because of that, I think it's been really difficult to make that sort of policy transition. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the best vaccines we've ever had in history. It actually, not only will it prevent you from getting COVID-19, but it also prevents you from picking up and spreading it. That's actually the whole point of getting the vaccine. I just think the early adopters, the people who are getting it now, are sort of going to have to deal with sort of the policies that have not changed yet. There's no mechanism in which we can demonstrate that we've got it, or there is a mechanism, but there isn't a sort of a great way to validate that when you do travel or go to work or et cetera.
Okay. But at this point, like, because so you're close to having the second vaccine very soon. Once you have both doses, like, what are your chances of contracting COVID? What are your chances of spreading it?
It's less than 5%.
Okay.
So right now it's 95% efficacy. And that means 5% chance of potentially getting it and potentially spreading it. But honestly, Melissa, it's even lower than that. That would assume that there's, you know, if I come in contact with COVID-19, then I would actually contract it. But that it doesn't necessarily work that way. Mm-hmm. I would have to come in contact and significant contact. And then there's odds. I mean, you've heard about this before. There's several people who have been, you know, the entire family ends up getting COVID-19 and
yep.
one member doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's sort of the way it works. So it's not always 100%. That can actually pass it. So that means it's less than 5%.
Okay. Dr. Fred Brown is here taking our questions on COVID vaccinations. And what about if you have COVID and you get the vaccine? Does it make a difference? So the reason I ask is because I learned about another doctor who wrote in to me, actually, and said that he had gotten the first vaccine and mm-hmm. contracted COVID and was told, don't even bother getting the second. Is that bizarre, or why would they do that?
I don't actually think so. And these are the one-offs, and they're going to be a little interesting, and we're just not exactly sure how this is going to go. We've actually had several people who I know of several people who that's happened to.
Really?
And the reason is that essentially the first vaccine gives you about 54% efficacy. Now, there's also a period of time, you know, we always call that the honeymoon period, where you're still susceptible. So just because you get vaccine on day one, day two, three, four, actually it could be up to 2 weeks, you can still get COVID-19. And because the vaccine, even that 50%, really isn't effective at that point.
Mm.
So there's a possibility of getting it. The second dose is what we call a booster. So what that does is it actually boosts the immune system to go from that 54% to that 95%. So it boosts it up. So if you end up getting COVID-19, again, a little complexity in this one, but if you end up getting COVID-19 during that period of time, you're essentially getting a booster.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Because you're getting, okay. But even if you're like it, I mean, I'm not getting the vaccine anytime soon because I can't. But like, you know, where I stand, where I've already got the antibodies from getting COVID, would I need the second dose or not necessarily?
Not sure yet. And the problem is, and this is sort of the issue with the vaccine and how it was run out. I mean, a completely safe vaccine. Mm-hmm. I feel very comfortable with it. Again, I just got my second shot 2 days ago.
I'm waiting for my
3 weeks to be immune.
Yeah.
But it is definitely interesting. I mean, the vaccine, one of the issues about how quickly we've done it is it doesn't take the nuances of other of the time it would take to get hundreds of thousands of people who've actually gotten it. So mm-hmm. we're not going to get that data yet. Again, it's safe. It's looking safe on different variations. But again, the one-offs are going to be a little tricky to know.
Sure.
I can say that people who have gotten the vaccine after they've had COVID-19, they seem to be doing okay with it. Maybe a little bit more symptoms, but nothing major.
Okay. I was going to ask you really quick before you go. So how are your symptoms with the second shot? I've heard that the second dose is a little more wicked than the first.
My arm is still sore. So.
But you don't feel sick or anything?
No, I don't. Okay. No, not at all. And nothing that sort of no fever and no mechanism to keep me out of work.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I appreciate it. Dr. Brown, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We'll talk again next week.
Absolutely, Melissa. Have a good day.
All right, you too.